reporting from Burnaby, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Outside of Simon Fraser University's Student Union building, a rally took place to advocate for a project that has long been discussed, the Burnaby Mountain Gondola. The rally was a collaboration between the Simon Fraser Student Society and local transit advocacy group Movement YVR. It was in 2014 when the TransLink Mayor's Council developed a 10-year vision for Metro Vancouver transit and transportation that highlighted the need for a high-capacity connection from Burnaby Mountain to a nearby SkyTrain station. Simon Fraser University's location on Burnaby Mountain has made it difficult to access for many, especially during snowy conditions in the winter, where it's common for buses to struggle to drive up the mountain. The Burnaby Mountain Gondola Project has been a topic of major discussion among the SFU and Greater Burnaby communities for over a decade, and students gathered to express not only their support for the project, but their frustrations around the time it's taken for its construction to start. At the rally, we spoke with Dennis Agar, Executive Director of Movement YVR, and asked him why his organization decided to join the Simon Fraser Student Society for this rally.
We're here to let the province know that we want a gondola to SFU. It's very rare that we get the opportunity to save people like 40 minutes in their day, right? Like the bus is like around a half hour plus, depending on how long you're waiting. The gondola will be 6 minutes and it will be just always coming. Like there's going to be no wait time. It's a remarkable time savings for people that have to do mega commutes into SFU. You know, it's so expensive to find housing near campus. And on top of that, now it's so much more expensive to drive with the price of gas exploding. And so we need relief. We need the government to take action, do what it can do to make life more affordable for SFU students.
Burnaby City Councilor Daniel Tatro was also in attendance to express his support for the gondola project.
I've experienced what it's like firsthand being a former SFU student to take the R5, or what I think it was the 135 when I was a student here, shows you my age maybe, and coming out of class and seeing, you know, big snowfall and being stranded up in the mountain. It's not fun, and it happened often. And so the SFU student community, staff up here, and also the growing city of university needs reliable, efficient public transportation, and the gondola seems to meet those needs. So the city of Burnaby, myself and my council colleagues have endorsed the gondola project years ago, actually, and so right now the last hurdle is just getting that funding. And you know, myself and my colleagues will continue to advocate for better or more funding in transit, but particularly the gondola project, so it gets past that final hurdle and gets built.
Lastly, we spoke with Arden English, a third-year SFU student, as well as a member of Movement YVR, who gave some background on why he believes the gondola project has taken as long as it has.
Right now, when you ask TransLink about the Burnaby Mountain Gondola, they'll come up with the answer saying that they're waiting to finish the business case. And now, this isn't the first business case that's been done for this project. There was one, I believe, back in 2011 that was completed for the project, back when the estimated cost was $120 million that we could have jumped on and built, 15 years ago. But now we have to redo the project because the cost of, or the business case, because the costs have changed. And while we don't know the current outcome of that business case, we need to make sure that the work that is going on behind the scenes is being done with the experts that have the in-house expertise from cities like Mexico City, Toulouse, France, that build 3S urban gondolas like this to inform this business case. Because without that level of in-house expertise, it's really just a bunch of consultants coming around that don't properly know what they're doing and might cost this way more than is reasonable.
And yeah, what can students who want to advocate for this project, what can they do, or what do you suggest they do?
The first thing by far is be informed. And I think if you're listening to this, that's a great step in the right direction. But the main course of action is to reach out to your MLA and your MP. MLA is your provincial representative, your MP is your federal representative. Where you live, your riding, you can very easily look up on the internet. Say you live in Burnaby Heights. If you look up Burnaby Heights MLA, it'll show you the name of your riding, that location, and it'll give you the email address to reach out to. And simply write a simple email. Say you're a student at SFU or a resident of Burnaby, or both. If you're a proper resident here, that holds a lot more weight because those are your local representatives. But tell them that this is a problem that needs solving. It's very common for the electeds to get caught up in all the different issues that are happening around the province and around the country, that what is a much smaller scale project like this can kind of fly under the radar. And it's just about making sure that they're always thinking about it in the back of their mind.
This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.